Today's shiur is Masechta Yom Daf Pei Hei, and we will begin on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Umiyam Shmuel Hachi. In our previous shiur, we had a discussion where there was unfortunately a body under rubble, and the discussion was under what circumstances do we have to save the body and do whatever has to be done, Shabbos, Yom Kippur notwithstanding, or under what circumstances do we leave the body? And we established the Gemara at the end of the shiur, discussed a case where there was a group of people, and then some of the people were removed, and if not all the people were removed, the halacha is that we don't have a right, and we don't know for sure that to where they were removed there were ever any Jews, we don't save that. That's not a situation that we could be mechal Shabbos to save that body. Ask the Gemara, Umiyam Shmuel Hachi, is that the opinion of Shmuel? Ask the Gemara, V'atanan, the Mishnah Masechta Machshirim Perek Beis Mishnah Zion teaches us, if there was a city where Jews and Kutim reside, or Matzabat Tunik Mushloch, and there's a child found on the street. So says the Mishnah, Emroiv Kutim, if most of the people who live in that city are Kutim, we treat that child as a Kuti. In Rav Yisrael, if most of the people who live in that city are Yisraelim, we treat that child like a Yisrael. Mechza Mechza, 50-50, we treat it like a Yisrael. Vamarav, and explaining that Mishnah Rav explained, Loi Shonu, this halacha that we said that if most of the city is Jewish, we treat that child as if he were a Jew, lachyosai, that we have to support, that we have to do whatever it takes to take care of that child. Rashi explains that it means pikuach nefesh. If there's a situation of pikuach nefesh, we have to do for that child whatever we need to do. The Rashba says that it doesn't only refer to a situation of pikuach nefesh, it also refers to a situation where, explains the Rashba, that we have to give the person tzedakah. Av l'yachsoy, but when it comes to treat that child as a full-fledged Yisrael, that a Kohen should be able to marry, loy, we don't treat that child like a Jew. V'shmul amar, and Shmuel says that if most of the city is treated like a Jewish, we treat that child like his Yisrael, lefakech evelav segav, that even on Shabbos, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, because we have to be concerned that maybe that child is a Jew and we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So we see from here that if it's 50-50, or even if it's mostly Akum, we would not be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So we see that Shmuel's opinion is that when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, we have to follow the Roiv. Only if the Roiv is Yisrael, may we be Mechal Shabbos. This is different than what we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, that by Pekuach Nefesh, we don't follow the Roiv. And even if we don't know for sure that the Roiv is Yisrael, we still would be Mechal Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Kiet in the Shmuel, this that Shmuel said, this statement that Shmuel made was going on the Reisha, where the Reisha says, "Emroiv kutim kutim, if most of the city are kutim, we treat this child like a kuti." On that, Shmuel comments, "Well, inyan pikuach nefesh elokein." And rather, Shmuel's opinion is that even if most of the people in the city are kutim, when it comes to a question of pikuach nefesh, we don't follow roiv and we do whatever we have to do. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, that even in a situation where Roiv of the city, where the majority of the city are Kutim, we still are Mechal Shabbos, Lamai Hilchasa. So regarding what halacha do we say that he is considered like a Kuti if the Roiv of the city are Kutim? Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, Lachila Nevelis. It's regarding the halacha of giving him nevelity, because the halacha is that a Jew may not, of course, eat nevelis, an Akum may eat a nevela. And here, since we don't know the status of the city until Rashi explains, we're Megayer this child, we have to treat the child like he was a Kuti. And since we have to treat the child like he's a Kuti, we're allowed to give him nevelis to eat, as a guy is allowed to eat nevelis. The question is, if we want to be Megayer him, under what circumstances are we allowed to be Megayer him? Do we have to have his parents there? Here we don't have any parents. So can we Megayer the child as an infant, even though he doesn't have parents? Or is only if parents bring them, if somebody adopted, that's when we're allowed to be Megayer the child as a cotton. Under other circumstances, maybe we have to wait till he's a gadol. It's not clear at what point are we allowed to be Megayer this child. Ibn Rav Yisrael, we furthermore said in this Mishnah that we quoted, that if most of the city are Yisrael, we treat them like Yisrael. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa regarding what halacha does that apply. Answers the Gemara, Lachzira Levadasai, that if most people in that city are Jewish, we have to assume that this child is Jewish. And if we're going to assume that this child is Jewish, then if somebody found something and it ends up belonging to him, the halach is we have to return it to him. So Taisus asked the question, throughout Shas, we have a rule that ein halach b'mamon achar roiv. We don't follow roiv when it comes to mamon. So here we're saying that if roiv Yisrael, if most of the city is Yisrael, we treat this child as if he was a Yisrael and we give him back as an aveda. How can we say that if the halach is that ein halach b'mamon achar roiv? So Taisus explains that this rule of ein halach b'mamon achar roiv is only when there's somebody muchsik. If somebody is holding on to the money, and we know that that money truly belongs to him, and now we want to take that money away from him on the basis of saying, well, it really doesn't belong to him. So there, we have to be 100% certain. And if we're not 100% certain, then we can't take the money away from here. Here, we're talking about a situation where someone found money. So he knows it's not his money. He's not muchzik in the money. He's holding the money because he found it and he wants to return it to its rightful owner. Since he wants to return it to its rightful owner, he's not a muchzik in the money. In such a situation, we do follow roiv, and since we've identified this api roiv that he's Jewish, we return the aveda to him. Furthermore, the Mishnah said, Mechza, Mechza, if it's 50-50, then we treat this person as a Yisrael. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what is the point of teaching us that halacha? And as the Mashah says, Nafgamina can't be regarding Machilon Yisrael Nevelis, because certainly we can't give him the Nevelis teat. Because since it's a Suffolk, if he's a Jew or non-Jew, it's a Suffolk Daraisa, and if it's Suffolk Daraisa, we can't, of course, let this person eat something that's not kosher. Moreover, that if the Gemara is coming to teach us that since it's 50-50, we don't give him back the Aveda, that's already included in the halacha that we just learned. There must be something new that the Gemara is talking about. It says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish L'Nezakim. Regarding the halachas of Nezakim, as the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama teaches us quite extensively, that if a shor of a Yisrael damaged the shor of a Nachri, he's potter. If a shor of a Nachri, on the other hand, damaged the shor of Yisrael, even though we know that when the shor of one Yisrael damages the shor of another Yisrael, a tam pays chatzi nezek, a mu'ud pays nezek shalem, here, when a Yisrael damaged the Nachri, he pays nothing. And when a Nachri damages Yisrael, under all circumstances, he pays Nezek Shalom. So says the Mahechi Dami, what is the case that we are referring to here? In name the Nachri Turi the Don Turi the Day, that our Shar, the Shar of Yisrael, did damage to his Shar. So we should be potter from paying anything. Because nice raya, we could tell him, bring us a raya that you are Jewish, and you'll be able to collect what you're deserving to collect. But in the absence of you being able to prove that you're Yisrael, so throughout Shas we have the halacha of hamotzi mechaveroi, all of a raya. If you can't prove that we owe you the money, you can't collect. Leitzricha, the case was the nachitur didon latur didon. His shor did damage to our shor. Palga chatzi nezek yavle. Because if he's Jewish and we're Jewish, the animal, if it's a tam, will certainly have to pay chatzi nezek. The other palga, the other half, then he says to us, namely, he says to us, I see rai the lav Yisrael no. Bring a concrete proof that I am not a Yisrael, Yishkol, and then you'll be able to take Nezek Sholem. So that's what's meant when it's Mechza Mechza that we give that he's treated that way. We learned in our Mishnah Mishnah of Mapoilus that if Mapoilus fell on somebody, and there's a suffix if somebody was there or not there, there's a suffix if he was a Kuti or Yisrael. Under all circumstances, we clear away the rubble even on Shabbos because of a question of Bikuch Nefesh. Says the Marmai Kama, what's the Mishnah trying to teach us with all of these possibilities? Says the Gemara, Loimi Boi Kama. The way to understand the Mishnah is with a Loimi Boi fashion. Loimi Boi Suffolk Husham, Suffolk Enisham. Not only in a case where there's a question, is he there or is he not cast? Dim Isa Dechaihu, because if he were there and he's alive, so certainly the Allah would be Mefachim. We have to do whatever we can to save him. Ella philosophic chai sophic mace. We were not sure if this victim is alive still. Mefachim. We still have to do whatever we can. Vloimi boy sophic chai sophic mace. The Yisrael, not only if there's a question, we're not sure if he's alive or dead, but we know that the victim is Jewish, that we'll do what we have to do. Ella philosophic kuti sophic Yisrael. So we're not quite sure if the victim is still alive. And we're also not sure if the victim is a Jew. Still, mefachim. Metzu chai. We learned further in the Mishnah, we find him alive. We continue mefachim to clear away the rubble. Ask the Mara, metzu chai, if he was found alive, of course, now it's a question of saving a person. Of course, we're supposed to do whatever we can to save a person. Pshita, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara that even though the person that was found is alive, he's not going to really make it for a long time. And the halacha is that we still have to do what we can. Because, as the Miri explains, during that short amount of time that unfortunately he only has left to live, he could do tshuva, and every moment, therefore, is precious. But the Bi'ah halacha says it's really deeper than that. So the B'alacha says, what happens if we find this person alive, but he's alive in a way that he can't do tshuva? He's in a coma, and whatever. And the question is, if, as the Meiri says, that the only reason we're doing this is that maybe he could do tshuva in that little amount of time that he has left, this person can't do tshuva in that little amount of time that he has left. He's in a vegetative state. So still the halach is, when it comes to Bikuach Nefesh, the halach is, we do whatever we have, whatever we could do, we do, even if he won't be able to do any mitzvahs. The halach is, we try to save him under all circumstances. And in fact, Dor Sameach says, that what would be the halacha if this victim was a person who wasn't religious? So we know that even if we're going to keep him alive for the short amount of time, he's not going to be doing mitzvahs. It doesn't make a difference. It's not directly connected to his ability to do mitzvahs or not. The concept behind this Gemara is the value of life, that every moment of life is very valuable. And even though we don't know what kind of quality of life that person will have during that remaining period, or if there will be any religious experience in that period, the halacha is that we save him even for the few minutes or a small amount of time that he could be still saved. Vimeis, but if we find the person no longer alive, yenichua, we shall leave him there. Hanami pshita, of course, once he's not alive, there's no heter of pikuach nefesh. Answers the Gemara, letzricha, Yehuda ben Lakish. What we're trying to teach is the halacha of Yehuda ben Lakish. The Tanya, aim at sealing some mace with Pnei Adlaika, where the Brisa says that if a fire, Chas V'Shalom, breaks out and there's a corpse, we don't save it because of a fire. Because moving a corpse, it means moving muksa. Amar Yehuda ben Lakish, Shemati Shemit Sealing some mace with Pnei Adlaika, that we may save a mace because of the Laika. And the reason is because we're worried that if we're not going to, people in such a situation may end up being Michal Shabbos. And that, says the Gemara, in such a situation, if the person is concerned that his mace will be consumed by the fire, he may do kibui, which is an issa daraisa. If you're going to say, don't leave the victim there, there's nothing you could do for him. What are we worried that he's going to come to do? And since there's nothing that we're concerned that he's going to do, then the halacha is we leave it there. And as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, that if there's a fire, and the only thing that we have to worry about is about a monetary loss, when there's a monetary loss, a person will not be Mechal Shabbos. But here, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is speaking about the Kavra Mace, there we're worried about that he's going to be Mechal Shabbos, and in order to avoid that Chil Shabbos, we're allowing him to move the Mace. And I saw that the Rishonim explained, the Miri explains, that we're talking about a case where there's an Erev. So the entire situation here is only an Issa Muksa, an Issa carrying, it's a muksa, which is only in Issa Drabonim. Tan Rabonim. So now we find this victim, Rechman Tzlan, and we don't know if he's alive or dead. So how do we make the determination? At Hechen Hubaydik, how do we examine if he's alive or dead? Says the Gemara at Chaitmai, we check till his nose, and if he's not breathing, we know he's dead. Otherwise, if he's breathing, of course he's alive. Yesh Omrim at Libai, we check till the heart, to see if he still has, if the heart is beating, he has a pulse. Says the Gemara, Baduk Matzal Yonah Mesim, if there were a number of victims, and the victims that were higher up in this pile were found now longer alive, Lo Yomer, one should not take for granted that Kfar Mesu Tachtonim, that certainly the people on the bottom of the pile are no longer alive, because even though the ones higher up are no longer alive, that doesn't mean that the ones lower down or not. Then it says the Gemara Maisa Shahaya, the Motzal Yon and Mesa with Achton Chaim. In fact, it was such an incident where the upper people were found no longer alive, but the people lower in the stack were Baruch Shem still alive. So we had just now a machloikus. How do we make an examination to know if the person is alive or dead? So suggest the Gemara, Nami Hani Tanoi, this Machlokes Tanoim that we just learned, Hani Tanoi, is similar to another Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya, Mehechen Avlad Noitzer, from where is a child created? Miroishoi, so the Tanakama says, he's created from his head. Shenamar, Mimei Imi Ata Goizi, Vayman Nizri Gazi Nizrech Vashlichi, all referring to the head. Abishalimer, Abishal's opinion, however, is mitipuroi. He's created from the middle of his body, and then the body spreads out. So we see that the Tanakama, who says he's created from the head, obviously holds that we check the nose. And the other Mamma says we check the heart. Says the Mara that the two machloikasin are not necessarily connected. Afilatema Abishal. Abishal says that we check the nose, even though a child is born from the middle of his body, at kala kama Abishol hosom, because where, regarding what was Abishol saying his halacha? Elin Yitzira, how is a person created? Because Abishol says, the kol midi mitzah mitzah. Whenever you're talking about the creation of something, it always starts from the middle and spreads out. Avil of Inyan Pikuach Nefesh. Here we're speaking about the Shaila Pikuach Nefesh. Afil Abishol Moidi, even Abishol will agree, the Ike Chiyusab Apihu, the person sign of life or death is by his nose. As the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apa. Continues the Gemara, Amra Papa, Mechloikis, if you check till the heart or the nose, is Mamata L'mala. That means if you found the feet first, and then you hit the heart, And if you hit the heart or you check the heart and it's not beating, so that's the opinion that from that is the opinion that he holds that it's a raya that he's not alive. But and you don't go further to check further. And Abishol's opinion is that you do go further, and even though the heart is not beating, the nose may still be breathing. But if you found the body with the head you found first, says Rav Papa, kiven the badik lechaitma, they check the nose and there's no breath, there's nothing coming out from the nose. Shuv enitzarch, there's no point in checking further. So here we just learned in our Gemara that the question is how to determine death. Do we determine it from the heart or determine it from the nose? And even though, from says Rav Moshe in the Tshuvas Yoredei Chelik Beis Simen Mem Vav, from our Gemara it seems that the Gemara is clearly holding that you check the nose, and if the nose, if there's no breath coming out of the nose, there's no point in checking further. He says it's not necessarily that the case, and in fact that he says maybe the machlokes in our Gemara, what determines death? Is it brain death, or if the heart, if there's no brain waves anymore, is that a raya that the person is no longer alive? Or we don't look at the brain, even if the heart is still, even if the brain is no longer functioning, but if the heart is still beating, it's still considered that the person is alive. All of these tanoim were traveling. Levi HaSadr, Rashi says, I don't know why he was called Levi HaSadr. The Yavit says that he was the person that used to collect all the Divrei Torah from the tanoim that he used to hear, and he was the one that collected all these Divrei Torah. They were walking all together. Initial shayla, and a very important question was posed. How do you know when we have a question of life that it's doicha Shabbos? Then Rabbi Shmuel got up and said, the pasuk says, if there's a ganav trying to sneak into a house, and the victim, the person who lives in that house, kills the ganav, that's not considered an act of murder. Says the Gemara, we're not quite certain what is the intent of this thief. And we know how serious the aveira of murder is. Causes the causes that the Shechina Shalif Klai Yisrael. We could do whatever we can to save this person. We allow to kill this person in self-defense. So certainly, when there's a question of bikuach nefesh, that we do whatever we have to do to save the person. So the halacha is, so I saw the mitzvah eis and asked, the Gemara could have said a simpler word. The Gemara could have said, the fact that the murder, that the victim is allowed to kill both on Shabbos and in Yontif, that's a raya, that you're allowed to do whatever you have to do to save yourself, even if it means doing an act of murder on Shabbos. So the mitzvah eisen says that killing such a person at Shabbos is not really chil Shabbos because it's melach shenet tzricha l'gufa. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, I saw, said that killing a person is mekalkel. It's a destructive act. And we've discussed many times in our shiurim that on Shabbos only a meleches machsheves, only a constructive act is considered chil Shabbos. This would not be considered a constructive act if you're killing someone. Nana Rabbi Kiva Amar, Rabbi Kiva brought another raya that you're allowed to do whatever you need to do for bikuach nefesh. The Torah says, "V'chiyazet ish al re'eyu." If somebody murdered somebody else, the halacha is min mizbechi yekichen alamos. You take the person off from the mizbech if he's a kohen to be murdered. Says the Gemara, "Min mizbechi." Only if he has not yet begun doing the avoida, v'loy mi'al mezbechi. We wait till the avoida is finished to do the to take the person off the mezbech. And says the Gemara, v'amar another Gemara develops v'amar Rabba the slimud v'amar Rabba b'bechana amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shana el lahamis. That if we want to kill the murderer, we don't kill the murderer if he's doing the avoida. Av l'hachyos. If this person who's doing the avoid on the Mizbeach has the ability to save a human life, afilu mi'al Mizbechi, we take him off the Mizbeach to save a human life. Maza. So now the question is, that means, if he's in the middle of the avodah, and this kohen could come say edus to save a life of a person, we will do so. Says the Gemara, mazeh shesofik im yesh mamish devar, sofik ei mamish devar. We don't know if he really can say testimony. Avodah is such a serious mitzvah, because we know, as we've discussed extensively in this mesechta, doich Shabbos. Avodah is done even on Shabbos, even though it involves chil Shabbos. Kav chaymer, certainly b'kuch nefesh doiches Shabbos. Nen Rebbe Lozov Omer, Ma mila, if we speak about a bris mila, shehi echad mi mesayim v'arba v'shmayin evarim shabodim. It's only one of the 248 evarim of a person. The halach is that if the yom hashmini, if the eighth day of the baby's birth is on Shabbos, the halach is with doiches Shabbos. So certainly to save the entire person, we save the entire person. We save the entire person. Shadoiches Shabbos. And from here we see, that says the Yeshua's Malka, that the same halacha would be that for a fetus that hasn't even been born yet. But we see from this Gemara the value of every life, and included understanding the value of a life means that even for an Uber, even for a fetus, we're mechal Shabbos. So Rashi says that the way we learn this Kal v'chaymer is Mila, which is such an important mitzvah. We know if Chas v'Shalom, somebody doesn't do a mitzvah Mila, he's chayiv karis, and that's why we're mechal Shabbos. Certainly for b'kuch nefesh, we're doiches Shabbos. But ask the Tosfos in Kippurim, how's this a good raya? He says the Mila, yes, is only one of the 248 evarim of a person. But we just said that if Chas v'Shalom somebody doesn't have a bris mila, he's chayiv karis. So that's why bris mila is unique. How do we learn from that for the entire person's life? So Rabbeinu Chananel explains that we see that by Tzipor Eishes Moshe, the Malach was ready to kill the baby when there was no mila, and when she did the mila, the baby was saved. So we see that for mila we save a baby, just to save the baby's life. Another pshat is the Rashi's pshat, that all the mila does really is it completes that aver, that part of the body is now okay. So if the mila makes one part of the body okay, and that's enough to be mechal Shabbos, certainly to save the entire body is a right to be mechal Shabbos. Degli Tal quotes the Zohar. He says, the Zohar says that the Mila is really a representation of the entire Jewish body. And just like we're saying that we're allowed to do a Mila on Shabbos because we're saving the Jewish's, that Jewish child's neshama by making him a mole, certainly we're allowed to save that the Jew's entire body to keep him alive. Rabbi Yosef Yehudaimer, he brings another raya, the bikuch nefesh doiches Shabbos. The Torah says, "Ashabsoyse teshmaru yochel kol," that under all circumstances we have to be shomer Shabbos, even if it's a situation of sakanas nefashos. Tamaloyma ach chilek. Sometimes we have to, and sometimes we don't. When don't we? When it's a situation of bikuch nefesh. Rav Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, the pasuk says, "V'shmatas haShabbos ki kodesh shilachem." From here we learn, he mesur b'yatchem. Shabbos is in our hands to do what Shabbos, what we're supposed to do. V'loy atam mesur b'yoda. The purpose of Shabbos is not for us to get hurt by doing Shmir Shabbos. The purpose of Shmir Shabbos is for us to grow and be able to survive. The Meshech Chochma says, the Pasuk says, v'shematam se Shabbos, ki kodesh shilochem, mechaleh ma'ishumas, ki kola oisba malocha, nichrasa nefeshahi. So the question that the Meshech Chochma asks, that what's the reason, because mechaleh ma'ishumas, the Pasuk saying, you know why the people of Mechal Shabbos are mechoy misa? Because somebody who does malocha on Shabbos is chiv karis. What does one have to do? How do we understand that pshat? So the Meshech Chachma says there's a much more fundamental question. Here we're learning the strength of the life of every Jew. Yet we know that if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, his Chiyuv Misa. So shouldn't that be a raya that Shabbos is more important than the life of any Jew? So that's, says the Meshech Chachma, is what this pasuk is coming to teach us. V'shmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh lachem. You are more important than Shabbos. And a Jewish life is more important than Shabbos. And that's why Bikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. However, Mechalem Moishumas, if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, then we'll kill him. Isn't a Jewish life more important? The answer is V'nechrasa Nefesh Ahi. Once the person was Mechal Shabbos under circumstances where he may not be Mechal Shabbos, then that neshama is no longer the neshama that we need to save. And that's why Mois Yumas. Rav Shimon Nasi Amar, the pasuk says, Shama Neis also Shabbos, Las is a Shabbos to Rosam. From here we see, Amar Torah, Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas, be Mechal Shabbos to save this person, even though Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos Arbe, yes, this Shabbos we're going to be Mechal Shabbos. But what we learn from here that we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, that afterwards he'll be alive and be able to keep Shabbos. And the Pnei Shloima brings the Chai Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that says that if we know a person is in a situation where he's not in mortal danger, but he's a ruchnistiga danger, and they're trying to convince him not to act like a Jew, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's not a situation of bikuach nefesh. It's not a situation of sakonas tefashos. The person's life is not in danger. But here we learned a new concept. The Gemara, we learned here, chalayla lov Shabbos achas, kidei shishma Shabbos harbi. The question is, how far do we apply that concept? What I mean to say is, if we know, as we spoke earlier, that this person is anyway, even if we save him, not going to be doing any mitzvahs, so then we don't have a concept of chalalel of Shabbos achas, kidei shishma Shabbos harbe. He's not going to keep many Shabbosos because he's not religious. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Yehavoy Hosom, if I would have been there, have a meaning, the day I do for Midhu. My limud is stronger than all of the limudim that they're suggesting. The pasuk says, v'chai behem. The pasuk says, "V'shmatam es chukaisei v'smishpatei ashiyas oisam ha'odom v'chai behem." And we learn from here, "V'chai behem v'lo shiyamus behem." The mitzvahs were given to us that we should use the mitzvahs to live with, not the other way around. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav l'kulas l'pircha." The Gemara just mentioned many different limudim. How we know that sakonas nefashos is doicha Shabbos? Says the Gemara, all of these limudim we could ask questions, as the Gemara is going to show us. Bar Midishmu the Lesle Pircha. Besides the limud that Shmuel just taught us, that there is no question it. The Rai that Shmuel brought from somebody who's coming into somebody's house. Dilma Kadarova. Maybe the reason you're allowed to kill that person is Damarova my time of the Mechteris. Why are you allowed to kill the person who's trying to come into this person's home? The Shechazoka and other Mammon Atzma Mamani. The Ganif, who's trying to break into the home, knows that nobody's going to allow himself to be put into danger. So the Ganef knows that he may have to kill someone. If he tries to defend himself, we'll kill him. The Ganef is not just ready to steal, the Ganef is ready to kill. And that's why the Torah says, if somebody comes to murder you, so that's in the case because we're certain that the Ganef is ready to kill. But in a situation where we're not certain that the Ganef is ready to kill, we don't have a raya. The Kiva, that he learned the raya from the Avoida, maybe the way to understand that Gemara is like Abaya. It's not like if somebody comes and says that Kohen knows testimony that could save the person who's supposed to be killed, we take him. We only take him because we take two Rabbonim who check if what he has to say has any value, lay them yesh mamish b'dvarav. And only if they know that this kohen has something significant to say, do we take him off the mizbeach. However, so that's only in the case of Ashkech HaVadai, where we're certain that he has something to contribute. Suffolk, but it's a situation where we're not certain that he could save the person. Menolon, how do we know that we take him off the mizbeach? And says the Gemara, once we take this approach, all the cases we're speaking about, Ashkech HaVadai, we only know in a situation where there's certainly, certainly we could save this person, or we're allowed to be Mechabel Shabbos. However, if it's a suffolk that if we could save the person, how do we know that we should save the person anyway? Menolon, the Shmuel, that's why the limud that we learned from Shmuel, less lepercha, there's no question, it's completely compelling. Amr Vina Vitamer of Nachman by Yitzchak, and this is what we learned, Tava Chada Papilta Harifa, one sharp pepper is better than a molet son of the Kerry, than an entire basket full of squash. This, because it's a sharp, tasty spice. This Shmuel was an Amira. The other people who said different explanations were all Tanoim. And the explanation that Shmuel offered, even though it was a short, sharp explanation offered by a Tana, is most compelling. So we learned in our Gemara that the reason is that because of Chai Behem. But the Achrayim discuss, the Rishonim and the Achrayim discuss, do any of the other reasons have any validity in halacha? For example, we learned in the Gemara, Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Shishma Shabbos Harbe. So, the question is, do we take that limud into consideration? And therefore, if the person will never be able to do any more mitzvahs, as we discussed earlier, we shouldn't necessarily be allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos. The question also comes up, as we mentioned earlier, are we allowed to save a fetus who hasn't even been born? So if we said the reason is because of Shmuel, v'chai behem, v'lo shiyomus behem, but if it's a fetus, we can't apply the concept of v'chai behem, because he has not come to life. But if we apply the concept of chalal alav, Shabbos achas, k'dei shiyishma shabbos harbe, so then, even though the child has not yet been born, we could still apply this concept. Or, as we mentioned a few moments ago, if the person that we're trying to save, where it involves Chil Shabbos, is not a person that is in physical danger, he's only in danger, Ruchni is the danger, are we allowed to save that person? And it really, again, goes back to the question that we've been discussing. If the reasoning is because v'chai behem, v'loy shiyomus behem, so there's no v'chai behem, this person will be perfectly fine, he'll be alive. If, however, the concept is chalel of Shabbos achas, k'dei shiyishma, Shabbos harbe, so then, of course, that reason would apply under those circumstances as well. As we start coming to the end of the Masechta, and we learn this Mishnah Baruch Hashem, we now begin to discuss all about tshuva. There's a mitzvah of tshuva. There's a machlokes rishonim if the mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah chiyuvis, that's a mitzvah that we're obligated to do, or if the mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah kiyumis, that if somebody does tshuva, he fulfilled the mitzvah, but it's not something that he's obligated to do. The Michas Chinuch says that the opinion of the Rambam is that tshuva is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. If the Rambam teaches us, the Rambam has the Hilchos Tshuva, and the Rambam is teaching us that if somebody wants to do tshuva, this is the way to do the tshuva. So according to the Michas Chinuch, according to the Rambam, tshuva is like tzitzis. If you wear tzitzis, you fulfill a mitzvah, but not that you're obligated to wear tzitzis if you're not wearing a beged with four corners. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that mitzvah tshuva is a mitzvah chiyuvus. Every Jew is obligated to do tshuva. Furthermore, when we speak about the mitzvah tshuva, there's a special mitzvah of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. As the Rambam himself writes, Yom Kippurim who's man tshuva l'kol yochel v'l'rabim, who kate selicha u'mechil Yisrael, l'fika chayov ma'kol lasa tshuva u'l'svados aleim b'yom Kippurim. So it could be that the Rambam's opinion is that tshuva on Yom Kippur, even tshuva all year round is maybe only a mitzvah kiyumis, that if you do tshuva, you makayim a mitzvah, but on Yom Kippur, the opinion of the Rambam will be that tshuva is a mitzvah chiyuvis, that we're obligated to do the tshuva. The question is that if there's a mitzvah to do tshuva after one did an avera, so why isn't every mitzvah, every avera considered a lav anitik laseh? It's connected to the aseh of doing tshuva. So the Achronim reply that tshuva is not repair the mitzvah, the avera. If somebody stole and then he returns what he stole, so he's fixed the avera. Tshuva is not that it fixed the avera, it makes you into another person. So the question is that why don't we make a bracha when we do tshuva? So the Paradis Yosef says that a mitzvah that's not totally in our hands to do or not do, you don't make a bracha. And tshuva is not only in our hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to accept our tshuva. And since tshuva is not solely in our hands, that's why you don't make a bracha. Another teretz that they say, that why does somebody have to do tshuva? Because he did an avera. A mitzvah that one has to do, a mitzvah that's done, because first you did an avera, is not a mitzvah that you make a bracha. And another teretz that's given is that tshuva is mainly in the heart. You make a bracha on a mitzvah that you actually do, but a mitzvah that you don't actually do, but a mitzvah which is in your heart, that you don't make a bracha on. So begins the Mishnah, Chatas Vashem Vadai. If somebody did an avera, for which he has to bring a carbon chatas, for which he has to bring a carbon osham, the halacha is that the mechaper. Of course, all the Rashi says that he did tshuva with doing the avera, bringing the carbon. Without tshuva doing the avera, it's meaningless. And the Siach Yitzchak brings a rai that he certainly did tshuva. Number one, otherwise, who forced him to bring the carbon? And moreover, before anybody brought a carbon, they would say vidui. So since they would say vidui, that represents that they did tshuva. Misa, when a person passes away, or Yom Kippurim, the Yom Kippur is mechaper im tshuva. The only mechaper if somebody did tshuva. That, and the way the Gvursari explains the Mishnah is teaching us that if a person passes away, Rechman Tzlan, or Yom Kippur, they have the power to affect kapara if they were accompanied with tshuva. Tshuva mechaperes alveres kalis. If somebody did not a serious avera, the Mishnah and the Gemara will explain what that means. A bitul asay, for example, he just was mevatel mitzvah asay. V'alois asay, he was mevatel mitzvah lois asay. Al chamuris, he did a that's when tshuva happens. Al chamuris, if somebody did a serious avera, there, he toila, the tshuva helps temporarily. Achiyavoi Yom Kippurim v'chaper, he needs a combination of Yom Kippurim to help. Says the Mishnah, I'm echtav oshev. Somebody says, I'm going to do an avera, and I'll do tshuva. Echtav oshev. He says it again. I'm speaking of the last of tshuva. Tshuva is extremely powerful. But tshuva is only powerful if you're not saying, I'm going to do an avera, and then rely on the tshuva. And the Mefarshim all speak about this sentence, echtav oshev, because if somebody is using tshuva, tshuva is supposed to be a positive force. If somebody is using the tshuva as a negative force, he's using the tshuva as a vehicle that he should be able to do averus, that's not a tshuva that will ever be accepted. The B'nai Yisoschuk explains, what does it mean by saying echtav oshev, echtav oshev? What does it say twice? So he says a very interesting vart. He says, maybe the first time somebody does an avera, he says, I'm doing the avera so I should have the opportunity to do a mitzvah of tshuva. For that, you only have to do the avera once. If the person, echtav oshev, if they did the avera two times, it's obvious that he didn't just do it to have the opportunity to do the tshuva. The Gemara, Chazal teach us, in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, B'chol Yoyim Basko Yoytzes Mahachoyrev. Every day there's a bas kol that emanates from Har Sinai, Machrezes Vaymeres, Shuvu Bonim Shuvim Chutz Mi Acher. That everybody has the opportunity to do tshuva besides Acher. So the question is, everybody has the opportunity to do tshuva. So why does Acher not have that opportunity? So I saw that the Zichron Elazar explains, everybody has the opportunity to do tshuva. Every Jew has that opportunity. It's never taken away. But to every Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the siyata, the shmaya, that he should be able to do tshuva. Somebody like Acher, who did so many averis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from him, doesn't give him the siyata, the shmaya. He has to want to do it on his own. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. If somebody is so entwined in doing tshuva, in doing averis, Echtev Oshav, Eima Speakim, that special Shiata Deshmaya, he loses. And I saw the Chazon Ish says, they once came and they asked the Chazon Ish that we see people, they comes Yom Kippur, they do tshuva, and then after Yom Kippur, they go back to their old ways. And then next Yom Kippur, again. So how does that work? So he says, beautiful pshat. He says, as long as the person, when he did tshuva, sincerely wanted to do tshuva, and then something came up, and it prevented him from doing, and then the Yetzirah got in the way, and he started doing averis again. He is an individual who didn't say, echtev oshev. A person who says, echtev oshev, that person loses that ability. As long as you don't say, echtev oshev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still accepts a tshuva. I saw, in fact, from the Klaus Magareb Zatzal, he says that there's a difference between the Yochid and the Tzibur. A Tzibur, even if they're in a category Echtav Ashev, says the Klaus Magareb, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva. A Yochid isn't given that opportunity if he says Echtav Ashev. Says the Mishnah further. Echta, if somebody says, Echta, I'll do an Aveir Yom Kippur Mechaper, and I'm going to rely on Yom Kippur. Is the Aloch en Yom Kippur Mechaper? Yom Kippurim cannot help such a person. A person who completely says, I can do Aveiris because I can rely on Yom Kippur, the Aloch is such a person will not have the ability to Yom Kippurim. Because that turns out, as the Shem Shmuel says, similar to Avarta we said before, it turns out that he did an Aveira because of Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is not supposed to be a vehicle for us to do Aveiris. Yom Kippur is a vehicle for us to do mitzvahs. Aveiris ben Adam lemakayim, an Aveira that's between ben Adam lemakayim, Yom Kippur and Mechaper. That Yom Kippur has the ability to be Mechaper. However, Aveiris ben Adam lechaveroi, between people, and Yom Kippur and Mechaper, that Yom Kippur doesn't have the ability to be Mechaper, at Shiratz as chaveroi. He has to ask Mechila from somebody else. And the halacha is that even if somebody did tshuva ben Adam l'makayim, says the Shari Tshuva, his tshuva is not accepted ben Adam l'makayim until he first does tshuva ben Adam l'chaveroi. En yam kippur m'chaper ad shiratza es chaveroi. There's a very bechidish that the Stei Chemet says that the Shemitah year has such a power that even if somebody didn't have asked mechila, it's a very bechidish. Yom Kippur can be mechapi even averus by Adam lechaveri. Dar Hashem Laz ben Azariah. The pasuk says, "Kol yom zeh yichap aleichem atar eschem bekol chatusech lufnei Hashem tataru." Averus shem Adam lemakayim Yom Kippur mechaper. Averus shem Adam lechaveroi. When we speak about averus lechaveroi, ein Yom Kippur mechaper at shiatzos chaveroi, and even the ben Adam lemakayim rely on that. Arav Akiva Shrechem Yisrael. Wonderful Klal Yisrael. Lefnei mi atem atarim? In front of whom are we coming to do tshuva? Mi matar eschem? Avichem shebishnayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vezrakti leichem mayim tarim v'tahartem, v'amem mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikveh matar satameim? Just like the mikveh has the power to make us tar, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu matar Yisrael, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make us tar. So, the Sfasemis explained, what does this mean? The when it says v'zarak the Mishnah just quoted the pasuk of v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahirim ein mayim ela tayra. The person, the way to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu is only through tayra. Moreover, when somebody goes to the mikveh, a person has to make sure that there's no chatzitza, there's nothing on his body. So too, when somebody wants to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he has to strip himself of every chatzitz, of anything that separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And furthermore, when a person goes into the mikveh, he has to go completely into the water. And not only does he have to go completely into the water, he has to keep on bending down until he's completely immersed in the water. A person who's completely immersed and in the water of Torah, a person who's ready to bend down completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person is ready to have the Tahara of Mikvah. Moreover, what is the word Mikvah? Mikvah means, it's the same word as Tikvah, is hope. As long as a person has hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he recognizes that all of the Yeshua is only dependent on us connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then and only then can we become, could have a Tahara. And the part says, Lifnei Mi. What does it mean, Mi? Mi stands, is not, is 50. Mem Yud is 50. A person already could be in Lifnei, as long as he's not in the Nun Shari Tuma, as long as there's still some level of Kedusha and Tahara in that person, as long as that person has that, he always has hope to become Tar in front of Hashem. Oshem Vade In. So we know that if a person does certain averus, the Torah says he has to bring a carbon Oshem Vadai. But if somebody has a suffix, if he did an avera, under those circumstances, he brings an Oshem Tali. An Oshem Tali, loy. The Oshem Tali does not affect Kapara. Ask the Gemara, how could you say so? For Kapara Ksabe, the Torah uses the word Kapara regarding the Oshem Tali. Answers the Gemara, Hanach, wherever the Torah speaks about Kapara, is by Chatas on Oshem Vadai. They have the ability of Mechapa Kapara Gemura. Oshem Tali and Mechapa Kapara Gemura, which means that if a person has a suffix if he did an Avera, he brings the Oshem Tali, and then when he finds out if he's Mechuyiv in a carbon, then he has to bring that carbon. Inami Hanach in Ein Acha Mechapa Kapara Oshem. By all these Kabbanas, you have to bring the carbon, and then you'll have your kapara that you have to bring the carbon you have to bring, and then you'll have your kapara. Oshem Tali acha mechapik kaparasam. Oshem Tali needs something else to affect the kapara. That not chayv chatos v'shamas v'adoyim shavaleim yom kippurim chayovim. They have to bring, and if Yom Kippur passed before they brought the carbon, they have to bring the carbon. Just because Yom Kippur passed, it doesn't absolve you from the requirement of bringing your carbon. However, shamas Taluyim, if you're Chayv Oshem Talui, Torim, and Yom Kippur passed, and then they don't have to bring their Oshem Talui, because the Yom Kippur did the same as the Oshem Talui. However, there are many Rishonim who have the opinion that that's only if you did not know before Yom Kippur that you were Mechuyiv in Oshem Talui. But if you knew before Yom Kippur that you were Chayv in Oshem Talui, Yom Kippur can't take away that Chayiv. Misa Yom Kippur Mechapur Metshuva. Im Metshuva In, we see that you always have to have tshuva. Bifnei atzmon, without tshuva loy, they're not effective. Name the like Rebbe. So our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, a kol aver shev Torah, bein osa tshuva, bein lo osa tshuva, whether you did tshuva or not, Yom Kippurim mechaper, Yom Kippurim is mechaper on such cases, chutz, somebody who's a pirate oil, he doesn't believe in Hashem, begal upon him b'Torah, he speaks against the Torah, meif bris baser, he doesn't have a bris milah, she'im asa tshuva, if he did tshuva Yom Kippur mechaper, v'mlai asa tshuva en Yom Kippur mechaper. So we see, according to Rebbe, Yom Kippurim is effective even without tshuva, says the Gemara Fil Tamer Rebbe. Tshuva alone by Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, the Brice will hold loy by tshuva. Then the halacha is that they will work. Yom Kippur has the power to be mechaper even without tshuva.